We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
Go Bills, for we are here to cheer for you. Go Bills, we are your fans so true. With victory in sight, we'll yell with all our might. So go Bills, fight Bills, go. Come on, let's win for Buffalo. Go Bills, we're with you. Fight Bills, we're with you. Go Bills, let's win this game. We'll raise up all our voices high. A Bills team spirit will not die. So go Bills, fight Bills, go. Come on, let's win for Buffalo. Go Bills, for we are here to cheer for you. Go Bills, we are your fans so true. With victory in sight, we'll yell with all our might. So go Bills, fight Bills, go. Come on, let's win for Buffalo. Great job.
The Bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout. Throw your head back and shout.
So some breaking news from the world of the NFL. Monday Night Football playoff game to start this year. We were going to bring this up because Pro Football Talk had a link to...
It was a report from Rappaport.
Okay, Ian Rappaport, yeah. That, hey, the league might go Monday Night Football playoff. Statements out by the league, it's happening this year. Monday Night Football playoff game.
8:15, so there'll be wild card games Saturday at 4:35 and 8:15. Sunday, 1:05, 4:40, 8:15, and then Monday night, 8:15. Are you going to ask me for what I think about this?
You don't like it.
I'm going to play the old man card here. I hate it. Hate it. Do not. You know why? Because if, God forbid, the Bills are in that Monday night game, I'm not going to make it through the weekend waiting for... No, I don't like it. I really like the wild card action going on. I like the playoff games on Saturday and Sunday. By Monday morning, I'm in next round mode. I do not like the idea of another wild card game Monday night at 8:15. By the way, I won't be able to see the whole thing because I get up at 4 o'clock for work. Not a fan of it.
Yeah.
At all. I mean, I get it. It makes perfect sense. There's, you know, you're spreading out your product. You get a night. By the way, you own that night. They didn't do it last year because that night would have been the night of the national championship collegiate football game. So they didn't want to do it last year. Now, they have that night to themselves. The Monday night after wildcard weekend, they will dominate with that game. So I get it. It makes sense. Me personally, not a fan of a Monday night playoff game.
Well, then there's the football side of it. All right, if you play on that Monday night, you have a short week.
You're playing Sunday in the next round.
And you're playing somebody that has to have played on Sunday, not Monday.
Yeah.
This is the thing that I always thought was a real wrench, because you don't always know who you're going to play, right? It depends on who wins. They reseed. There are three games that move around.
Right.
And if it's 2-7, that's the Monday night game. If the 2 wins, then they're hosting. If the 7 wins, then they're on the road and
they're
playing a team that's off the
bye. That had the bye, right.
If it's 4-5, I guess that one doesn't affect it. But they're not going to just throw 4-5 in the Monday night game. They're going to put the matchup they think is going to put the best rating. There'll probably be a draft for it or something.
Well, for sure they're going to play on Sunday, right? They're not going to make you play on a Monday night and turn around and play Saturday in the divisional round.
You would think you'd play on Sunday.
You would have to think the winner is locked into a Sunday matchup.
Right, which means the team that you're playing against has an advantage.
I think coaches will be unhappy with this. And, you know, I'm not going to lie. Also, I am very much a, and as I get older, it gets worse, a creature of the routine, right? This is messing up my football equilibrium. I'm used to Saturday and Sunday devoting my life to football playoff games. And now you're saying, hey, it's not done yet. Matchups for the divisional round aren't set. You got to wait. There's another game. You're not sure who you might be playing. You got to wait another. And it's just, I'm a creature of habit and routine, and this is throwing off my football routine. I would think coaches are not for it because it will throw off their routine. They're used to playing on Monday night and coaching on Monday night. They're used to a short week because of Monday night football. They have short weeks with Thursday night football. But I bet come playoff time, they are super sensitive to trying to stay as much to routine and will not want to be in that game and have one extra day to be healed and ready for your divisional round opponent. So I bet the coaches are not for it, by and large.
Well, the couple things I think are kind of built in here, half joking, half true. You know how the Bills played? First, the Bills played against the Colts in that early window. They played against the Texans on a Saturday early window. Yeah. The joke is that that's the AFC South window, right? Yeah, I think the Houston window.
Yeah.
I think the AFC South will never be on Monday night.
Not this year. No matter who wins that.
I might go never.
Yeah.
Right. That's going to be an NFC East team or...
This is the old NHL Southeast division. Although maybe Washington was good when they were in there. But anyway, yeah. I mean, it's the AFC South division title team for sure this year is not going to be like an eyeball, like a team that will draw a bunch of eyes to a Monday night matchup. Yeah, who would be?
Wow. Well, again, one team is going to win a playoff game and get a short week. And that does happen. I guess that teams get extra rest. I mean, when the Bills won on Saturday.
Yeah, you could play the next
Sunday. The Bills win on Saturday to go to the AFC Championship game. The Chiefs played on Sunday, right? Because we almost had the Browns win
that
game.
Yes, that's right.
So the Bills had an extra day to gear up for the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
The only thing you've never had before is a short week. You have one team that plays Saturday going to Sunday getting an extra day. Mm-hmm. You don't have a Monday to Sunday, at least not until this year, which you have now.
Yeah. You like it?
Well, let me ask you. Of course, they get more money for a television event.
Yeah, it's more inventory. Mm-hmm. It's another night of football you're offering to a broadcast partner.
But I think the thing that ends up happening here, well, maybe not. Monday after the first weekend of playoffs is all football. You know, I don't want to look at it just from our own lives being in the echo chamber of sports radio, but on Sunday, the games happen. On Monday, let's talk about all the games. Oh, also, there's a game tonight.
Game left, right.
So does that game that's on at night pull away from the attention, what just happened?
Yeah.
Probably not.
I don't think it would. I
mean, Probably not.
You still have, you wake up Monday morning, and whether it's us on the radio who do this for a living or you go into the office, there are five football games that just happened over the previous 2 days. So I don't think that'll be a problem. Yeah, it's funny. Like I said, I think the waiting for Monday, it might only be the fan bases of the two teams that really don't like the Monday night wild card matchup because you just want to see your team play. Like, now that the Bills are back in the playoffs, we never had this discussion for 20 years, but now that they're back in, do you want to play Saturday? Play in that first game. Get that first game, get the win, you can relax and enjoy the second game Saturday, and then you can sit there on Sunday like we did last year in the divisional round. You can sit there on Sunday to figure out who you want to root for based on who the Bills would play in the next matchup. And you can enjoy Saturday night and Sunday. Now, wait a minute, there's still another game to play. Like I said, I think if the Bills are in it, I will be miserable with a Monday night matchup. Because the stress of playoff weekend gets to me.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's... Win your game, win it early, and I can enjoy the rest of the weekend. Now you got to worry about a Monday night game. But look, I from their standpoint, I'm going to guess this is very simple. It's inventory, another night of inventory for your broadcast partner so you can charge more money for your broadcast rights.
Let's do this.
I don't recall. Was this part of the last TV agreement? Did they know?
I'm sure it was.
We knew for sure this was coming? Okay.
Here's what I want to do. I want to go back to last year. And find
which game would have been the Monday night matchup.
You
very
read my
intriguing.
Mind.
That's really
which
good.
Game would have been the Monday night football
that's
game.
Really
so let me pull up the four games, the six games. Sorry. So that's the NFL
Cleveland, Pittsburgh Bills
NFL postseason 2020. Right. Yeah.
Bills, Colts, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Kansas City had the bye, and Tennessee, Baltimore. Yeah.
Okay. Here were your games. Colts, Bills.
Would not have been the Monday night game.
Rams, Seahawks.
Ooh, that's juicy.
Washington, Tampa.
No.
Baltimore, Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
Chicago, New Orleans.
No.
Cleveland, Pittsburgh. Of those, who gets the Monday night game? I would say Rams, Seahawks.
All right, since you're going to take them, I will take Baltimore, Tennessee.
You think that would go to Monday night?
I think I know what we just said about the AFC South.
It was the Sunday 1 o'clock game.
Was it? Because I remember thinking going into that game, I thought it'd be a really entertaining game. It would be a good matchup. There was one other. No, because I don't know that they would have thought. No, you know what? Pittsburgh was not, by that time, like Cleveland-Pittsburgh
Brown
would not
Steelers.
Have been that an attractive matchup because the Steelers were bad. They had limped home. It's a rivalry game. But
that was the 8:15 Sunday night game.
Was it?
Yes.
That turns out to be a dog
game.
You
know, when in doubt, just throw Tom Brady on.
No, I don't think they would have put Tampa and Washington on the Monday night. Do you really?
I think Tampa and almost anybody else, if it's not a sub-500. Yeah.
What was that? Was that the Saturday night game last year?
It was.
I don't think they would have put that in the Monday night window. Rams, Seahawks.
I think it's Rams, Seahawks, and Bills, Colts early there.
Well, you could have put Rams, Seahawks in it. What was Rams, Seahawks last year? Do you have the window what it was in last year? You'd want to have that game. Well, it wouldn't have mattered for West Coast, really. It's a 4 o'clock game. It's 1 o'clock. So forget about that. It wouldn't have mattered. Rams, Seahawks. All right. You took Rams, Seahawks. I think that's a solid bet. I'll stick with Baltimore and Tennessee. But it does make for a fun discussion of what game they want to put there. And I don't know. Do you think the league cares about which team they give a short week to?
No.
It's all about TV ratings, right? Who's going to draw the most eyeballs to sets and apps and whatever, computer screens?
Got a texter on this, like, hey, if you're playing on Saturday, isn't that already a short week? Yes.
Coming off the right.
Coming up, but right. Both teams have it. It's the same short week everybody plays on Sunday.
Yeah.
So both teams have a short week for the first week if you're playing on Saturday. And then they tend to keep the AFC on one day and the NFC on until the championship game.
No, they go 1-1, right? Isn't it usually one AFC, one NFC game on Saturday, and then?
Yeah, I just mean they keep the groupings away.
Oh, right.
Gotcha. So nobody has a short week.
Right.
Usually, I don't know. Maybe they don't. We just don't care about it. Anyway, there you go. Monday Night Football playoff game.
Man, now I gotta stay up. I mean, am I staying up till midnight to watch a play? I got to. I'm just gonna say now that week of the wild card game going to the divisional round, I'm gonna be exhausted for about 3 days. That's a late night on a Monday night.
Hey. The Bills are going to have a bye.
But I mean, it's a playoff game. Oh, by the way, it's pouring. When was the last time you didn't watch some of an NFL playoff game? I mean, I watch these games from start to finish.
I did not watch much of...
any Super Bowl with New England
Bucks,
in it?
Washington?
See, I watched that game. It was a good game, actually. It turned out to be a really good game.
My choices were a sub-500 football team and Tom Brady.
Well, on paper, right. But as it plays out, it turns out to be far more competitive than I thought that game was going to be.
Watching Saints-Bears... Wire to Wire, was that the Nickelodeon game?
I watched Nickelodeon, so that made it worthwhile.
Was Nickelodeon the playoff game?
It was Saints-Bears.
Okay.
Wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That had to be, unless they played in the regular season and again in the playoffs.
Yeah, anyway.
I can't not watch a playoff game.
Here's what I'm looking at. Regarding the short week, so here's how it worked. The Rams and Bills won on Saturday in the first round. They both played on Saturday in the second round.
Yeah.
And they played the Packers and the Ravens. Ravens had a short week there. Ravens go Sunday to Saturday.
All right.
They are the lower seed in that spot.
Packers were the one seed, right? So they would have the bye.
Packers had the bye.
Yeah.
Browns went Sunday to Sunday. Bucks went Saturday to Sunday. Of course they did. Look, always helping
Brady.
Tom Brady.
See, I told you.
Anyway.
See, there's no way they're putting Tampa on the Monday night window because they don't want to screw Brady over. So cross them off the list.
So to the texter, you're right. This is Willie who was texting this in. You're right. There have been teams that go Sunday to Saturday. They won't let a team go Monday to Saturday.
Oh, God, no.
There's no way they would do that.
No way. No, right? No.
Right.
Lock it in. Right. That has to be part and parcel of this agreement. It's not being reported, but I'm going to guess the league is telling teams, don't worry if you play Monday, you're not going to play Saturday. You can't do that to them. Especially, you know, for the road team, too. If you're playing Monday night, you don't get, I mean, do you get a day off? I mean, typically you give your team one day to rest up. It's mandated to have a day off, too, I would think. But no, there's no way. Because then you're traveling on a Friday. So you'd play on a Monday. You've got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. If you're giving the team one day off, that's 2 days of practice and you're hopping on a plane.
Yeah.
No way.
It's tough.
Jim tweeted in. We get connected with our fans from Bond, Shenick & King, a full-service Buffalo law firm. I'm not a huge fan of this, especially if the Bills play on the Monday night game. Less preparation for the divisional round, plus I like the current setup just fine. Yeah, as I said, I think... sorry, somebody tweeted in. How does this help the Mets' chances of getting into the playoffs this year? Thank you. I think, honestly, I bet most of you, if I had to guess, most of you would be okay with this. Oh, this is a great tweet. The next tweet was, as long as there will be a Manning cast, I'm on board.
There you go.
Manning cast, right? They're gonna do a Manning cast for the Monday
for
Night
a playoff
wild card game?
Game,
right?
I don't know, maybe.
That's outstanding. It's funny. I thought most people would be okay with this, but Robert tweeted in, you're shortchanging the team on short rest, ratings over competitiveness. Gary, don't like it. Don't like it one bit. And so early on, people not a fan of. I thought it was just me playing my old man.
No, card. I don't think
Jim,
you're alone.
Bad idea. One team will have short rest. So basically, two fan bases will be miserable with this game. The two teams that are playing on Monday night. Everybody else will be like, yeah, whatever. You might actually look at it and go, ha! The team you play,
I mean,
that wins, you're going to say, good, they got screwed. They got a short week.
I'm not going to be miserable if the Bills play on Monday night.
I'd be miserable.
It's a playoff game. Is it a home game? It's going to be pretty exciting. I'm not going to be miserable about it. It might not be my choice on when to play,
yeah.
But it's not going to bother me that much.
All right.
I feel like the Cowboys will be in this spot every single time anyway.
That's a pretty solid bet
for
ratings.
You can just go ahead and pencil this in as the NFC West window.
Yeah.
I mean, think about how many – we had the stat earlier this week. Daniel Jones has played primetime games six times. Six of his 28 games, seven of his 28 games are primetime games. The Giants have never been good.
Right. So
they just – I think the Cowboys are going to be in this game. So if you match up with the Cowboys, whether they host the game
– just the Cowboys or that division?
Although maybe
the
Cowboys –
New York market?
Maybe the Cowboys get Sunday at 4 o'clock if they end the playoffs, you know?
No, I mean, America's team, you would think America's team would be a prime candidate for a Monday night. Or did you mean the division? Philly – is a big media market. New York is the top media market. Washington, to a lesser extent. It's problematic for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
So, anyway.
All right. You want to, Scaff. You want to break a little bit early? It's 9:22. I don't know if you'd want to start Scaff at this point.
No, we could talk a little, some interesting F1 this weekend.
Well, I was going to do that in extended sports. You want to do that here?
No, that's fine.
All right. You know what? We had these two stats earlier. Brayton, let me do a quick stat today on the NFL because we shared these earlier, and since we're in football, let me tell you these couple two stats. All right. Now, when Sal was on with us, we were talking a little bit about something you probably didn't know about, and I'll bet you've probably had a lot of conversations with your friends about how the lack of an eligible player downfield penalty flags is killing the sport. We knew about taunting. Taunting penalties are up. Point of emphasis. We know about holding calls. Offensive line, they slacked off last year. They called far fewer holding penalties. It's up this year. Did you know ineligible player downfield penalties are also up this year? So far, according to Terry McCauley.
I watch for that. I'm a big fan.
I know you
when
are.
When I'm in the games, some people watch for all 22. I sit there to really focus on the linemen and make sure they stay. They maintain integrity.
He's
on
2 yards upfield. Yeah, you do. I've heard you yell about that.
Ever since Syracuse lost that game at Clemson on an ineligible lineman downfield, it's all I can watch now in football.
Was that what that penalty was on that big play?
It was an ineligible lineman downfield.
Yeah, that was a big
play.
They
would have beat Clemson.
Yeah. Anyway, Terry McCauley, who is a former NFL ref, is the rules analyst for NBC Sports, says 14 ineligible player downfield fouls have been called in the first 2 weeks of the season. Last year, one was called in the first 2 weeks of the season. So, sounds like a lot of teams were getting away with their linemen blocking downfield on passing plays. There were complaints made. So in addition to holding and taunting, there was apparently people are upset that linemen were getting away with being ineligible downfield. So they're calling that down more now through the first two games of the season. The other stat, Jeremy mentioned this earlier. Remember last year there were no fans for the most part. Home teams won 127 games and the road team won 128. First time in NFL history, home teams had a losing record. A lot of people thought, well, COVID, no fans, that's going to change this year. Through the first 32 games of the season, it is a split. Home teams, 16 wins. Road teams, 16 wins. Sorry, Brayton, no ties yet through the early portion of the 2021 NFL season. So a couple little bonus stats of the day for you on football. We'll have Scaff. We'll get you ready for week 3. We're also taking your calls on the Bills-Washington matchup. What do you think about the Monday night wildcard game, since that is the breaking news from the league this morning? You like it? You don't like it? 803-0550 to share your thoughts with us this morning. 888-550-2550. We had a show last night called I'm Listening about mental health and a mental health awareness special. If you missed it, it is available on our Odyssey app. Talking about mental health has the power to save lives. So check out the show. Carson Daly and Dr. Alfie and a cast of a number of guests actually last night were available to share their stories and some tips for coping when it comes to mental health. Maybe you heard it and you'd like to hear it again. You can by going to the Odyssey app. If you missed the special, go to the Odyssey app or go to odyssey.com right now and listen back. Remember, you are definitely not alone. You can hear I'm Listening now on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Quite stylish. And maybe I seem a bit confused.
Did you go see Kelsey Grammer?
No.
You didn't track him down?
No. Did you?
No.
Was that last night?
Yesterday, he was at Dash's. He was at a Tops. He's selling beer and signing beer cans.
It's a good life.
I guess so.
What's good he got going on? What did I miss? Is he promoting something?
His beer.
Oh, he's got a beer he's promoting.
He's got a beer.
That's why he was signing beer cans, I guess. Yeah, or else he just likes signing beer cans for a living. Big Kelsey. Are we power ranking Kelsey's? Would he be ahead of or behind Chris Kelsey?
Ahead.
Well, it's a different spelling of Kelsey.
Travis Kelsey, does he count in this?
If we did all spellings, Kelsey Grammer is number one.
Travis Kelsey?
Number two.
Jason Kelsey, number three.
Chris Kelsey, we already covered. Any more Kelseys? We're missing Kelseys.
Yeah. No, that's right. About it.
That was a short list.
Yes, it was. No, I did not. I did not go shake hands, take pictures, yada yada with Kelsey Grammer. But he was in town.
Sorry, I missed.
I wonder if he spent the night. Is he hanging around at a coffee shop today?
You think he just flies right out in a charter jet after he makes an appearance?
Does he? I don't know.
I don't know. I liked. I'm a fan of Frasier.
The Frasier plane just flies in and out.
The Frasier plane, yeah. I liked Frasier, and of course on Cheers, I thought he was really good on Cheers. So I like Kelsey Grammer.
I did not know who Kelsey Grammer was until last year.
How did you learn? You caught an episode of Frasier or Cheers or?
No, I don't remember where. I just remembered yesterday hearing that Kelsey Grammer was in town. I'm like, that guy. Yeah.
But you don't remember where you heard, like you finally found out about him from?
Do you know of shows called Frasier and Cheers?
Yeah, I know of the shows. It's just I didn't know that Kelsey Grammer was the guy who played
Frasier. Yeah, Dr. Frasier Crane.
Had you heard of Frasier Crane, but just not Kelsey Grammer?
I never heard of. I mean, no.
All right.
Neither of them.
Did you know NBC used to have a really good Thursday night lineup on television?
No.
Yeah, we'll do that some other time.
What was the lineup?
Well, Cosby at 8. Cheers eventually moved into that lineup, right? I don't know when it all overlapped. Seinfeld was put in on the Thursday lineup at some point, but Cheers was on Thursdays for sure, wasn't it? Cosby at 8, Cheers at 9 maybe? Or
depends what year we're talking
about. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right, this wasn't just a single year.
1993,
But NBC used to be known for its Thursday night lineup.
It was Mad About You, Wings, Seinfeld, and Frasier in 1993.
Lock me in for 2 hours, baby.
Yeah, Frasier was behind Seinfeld for a while.
All right. Yeah, well, I mean, because Seinfeld got, right, that's the story. When they got moved into Thursday night, they were, I'm trying to remember, they were like nervous. We can't, the ratings weren't good. They pushed him into Thursday, and they're like, well, if we don't get ratings now, we're screwed. Because it's Thursday. Everybody gets ratings on Thursday.
In 1992, Cosby, A Different World, Cheers, and Wings.
Wings was, I mean, I watched it. It's not, it wasn't that good a show.
You know, like Wings?
I watched it. I just didn't think it was that great a show. I had a crush on
Crystal. Was her name?
Yeah, Helen.
Helen.
The lunch counter lady, whatever. The Helen Chappell was the character's name. Helen Chappell, right?
Yeah, Crystal is her actual name.
Yeah,
Crystal
I thought she was cute.
You know, it's funny. When you said it wasn't that good of a show, I couldn't pull the name fast enough. I wanted to. Tony Shalhoub is one of the ones.
That's the cab driver.
Yes.
And he was funny.
Thomas Hayden Church played Lowell.
Yes. Antonio
I couldn't
was
get it out
driver.
Fast enough. I wanted the attorney to say, you didn't like Thomas Hayden Church and Tony Shalhoub? But I couldn't get their names fast enough.
They were much better than the two brothers, the two flying brothers.
Tim Daly.
And whoever the other guy
Stephen
is.
Stephen Weber.
Yeah. I mean, I watched. Not exactly one of the greatest things that broadcasting has ever put out. All right. Scaff, we ready?
Sure.
Football.
Super. Great American football Friday frenzy.
Boy, you could go down a rabbit hole with these primetime lineups. Now I've got the 96 schedule. Friends.
Yeah.
Then the single guy. Seinfeld.
Yep. Single
guy. Caroline in the City. And ER.
I watched a little bit of that. That was the, I had a crush on her too. She was in
Leah
Howard
Thompson.
The Duck, right?
Leah Thompson.
Leah Thompson. Yeah, I had a lot
listen,
of crush.
A generation had a crush on Leah Thompson.
Yeah, absolutely.
Leah Thompson is Back to the Future.
Yes, that's right.
Space Camp.
Didn't see Space Camp.
Yeah, a generation had Leah Thompson.
Only saw Howard the Duck because of her.
Okay.
Not the Duck, obviously.
Never saw Space Camp.
No.
Brayton, you should see Space Camp. It's like, you should see Space Camp. It's Top Gun era of...
Kids anyway, being astronauts?
Not enough people know about Space Camp.
Space Camp.
You should see...
Let me jot that down.
I want to say...
To do this weekend with my wife.
Tate Camp. Donovan is in it. Space Camp.
Did you really jot it down? You're making it look like you put it in your phone.
I made it look like it put it in.
What's the matter with you? tweet, tell Brayton he should see Space Camp.
How can I tell him? I never saw it.
1986.
It's the same year Top Gun came
That's
out.
That's what I'm saying.
I really do... like the 80s, so yeah,
yes.
I probably should check it out.
All right.
Tom Skerritt?
I love Tom Skerritt.
Joaquin Phoenix?
No idea.
All right, let's get to football because you guys can't be late. You guys.
We could be late. It's just Joe and Sal.
No, you can't be late.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Scaff, the football schedule. There are good games. I'm excited, of course, for the Bills game. I'm really excited for Rams-Bucks. Whoever wins that game gets the yellow jersey, right? The Tour de France leader.
The leader.
Whoever wins Rams-Bucks is the best team in the NFC.
Yeah, right.
Is there another case to be made for anybody else?
No. No. I mean, the Packers still have some doubts. Nobody in the NFC East. The Saints, no. So an undefeated NFC West team, if the Rams win and one of those wins is Tampa, or Tampa beats what we all believe is the best division in football, they beat the Rams. So, yeah, I think that's fair to say. That would be the leading team in the NFC, correct. You skip the 1 o'clock games, by the way.
I'm getting there. I got Chiefs-Chargers.
See, that's a game I would love to see.
One of those teams is going to be 1-2.
Yeah, let's hope it's the Chiefs.
If the Chiefs lose that game and the Bills win, I'm...
You're what?
I'm going to tell you the Bills are going to finish ahead of them.
Okay, I thought you were going to tell me the Bills are going to be the one seed.
I don't know about the one seed because I don't know what Cleveland and Baltimore do. But if they lose to the Chargers, the Bills are going to finish ahead of the Chiefs. Look at the schedules.
No, I know. Yeah, we brought it up earlier this week.
The Chiefs have a really tough schedule.
They do.
They
Much tougher than the Bills.
Yeah, and as it's been pointed out this week, they win close games. They don't put teams away lately. They haven't won by double digits in a while. And the teams they play against, I just don't think they can continue to win this high wire act. Now, they could, of course, still win the Super Bowl and be better than the Bills and beat them in the playoffs. But just who you've got to play down the stretch, the Chiefs cannot afford many losses.
Yeah. And they're in a tough, like I said, they're in a tougher division than the Bills are right now. It's too bad that's a 1 o'clock game, so you'll be kind of busy watching the Bills game at that time.
It is in Kansas City, so you know if they lose to the Chargers, you would say the second matchup the Chargers could definitely win. Yeah. The Broncos look tough. The Raiders look tough. It's just I wouldn't be worried about the Chiefs, but I don't think their path to the one seed is easy.
No, it is definitely a difficult schedule for sure. Agreed.
Other games. You got another one that jumps out at you?
Yeah, 1 o'clock games. Yeah, Colts Titans is an intriguing matchup because now has Wentz been definitively ruled out? I mean, he's not playing Sunday, right?
No.
Anyway, Colts Titans. Indianapolis is off to the 0-2 start. The quarterback's hurt. I am still trying to figure out if Tennessee is a factor in the AFC. Are they in that race with the Bills, the Chiefs, the Browns, the Ravens? And I don't know. I thought they were going to lose in Seattle and drop to 0-2, but they had a nice come-from-behind win. Derrick Henry usually crushes division opponents. I'm sure they're going to feed him the ball a lot against Indianapolis. I think that's a really intriguing matchup to watch because I'm learning the Titans. And Indy, who is on the Bills schedule later this year, the Colts could be 0-3. That's a really difficult hole to come out of. Let's see, what else? 1 o'clock. Okay, well, I mean, Chicago-Cleveland. Justin Fields is starting. So there's intrigue in that game. You get to watch Justin Fields, see how he does against the Browns. What else? Other 1 o'clocks. Ooh, you know what? In kind of a, the whole, boy, Pittsburgh's not good. What if the Steelers lose at home to the Bengals?
I was going to say, one thing I am nervous about is the Steelers lost, the Bills lost the Steelers, looking worse and worse as the season goes on.
It sure looks bad after week two.
The Raiders might be respectable.
And I get the Steelers had injuries on defense, but still, that offense is bad.
One way to say it is, it might be Pittsburgh's best win all year at the end of the year, beating the Bills. I mean, that's not saying
much. They
could
lose that game. They are still dealing with injuries on defense. Roethlisberger came up with some peck injury this week, right? Trying to think, was Deontay Johnson even practicing? I don't know if he returned to practice this week or not because he had a knee injury. Not out of the question. The Steelers lose at home to the Bengals, which would be, man, imagine what the discussions. Steeler fans will be like nuts if they lose at home to Cincinnati on Sunday. But I think that's an interesting game to watch, actually. Oh, I forgot. Saints-Pats is a 1 o'clock game. It's a really good 1 o'clock slate Sunday.
Cardinals, Jaguars, Dolphins, Raiders, Jets, Broncos. There are a couple games, though, that have, you know, blowout potential. I think it could be a big scoring
game. Miami-Vegas has blowout potential.
Blowout potential there. I feel like Falcons-Giants. The Falcons are allowing 40 points per game this season. I saw J.J. Zacharyson at late-round quarterback pointed out, and I did this. Kind of thing where, like, I did this, and then he points it out that it all sets up for a failure. Daniel Jones is the number one streamed fantasy quarterback this week. Like people that drop quarterbacks and pick them up, you kind of treat them like kickers. Like who's got the best matchup? You can get a middle of the road quarterback in a good matchup. You can get big points. I'm streaming Daniel Jones because they're playing the Falcons and the Falcons give a ton of points. So,
ooh, you know what? I might have to go take a look at my roster.
Guillotine?
Yeah, let me pull that up real quick. I have Darius Slayton on the bench. What do I want to do with my wide receiver? Slayton's on my bench. He's projected for 9.51 points.
Okay. You are projected to finish second to last right now.
Yeah, thanks. Well, Mark Ingram didn't really do much for me last night.
Let's see who you've got. Stafford against the Bucs.
Yeah.
Mike Evans against the Bucs.
He's not coming out of the lineup.
I'm sorry, Mike Evans against the Rams.
Tim Patrick,
Austin Eckler, Miles Sanders, Mike Gesicki, Marquise Brown at Detroit. And then Mark Ingram. You had a feeling last night, huh?
Because Tevin Coleman isn't really doing much of anything. He's down the depth chart with the Jets, so he's not going to get me anything. I thought, you know what? Ingram is their, quote, leading rusher. Yeah. And I thought, okay, let's give it a shot.
He was projected for 9.5, and he got you 2.5.
Their offense is doing nothing. It was Davis Mills. It's a good defense they were facing. I just wanted to take a flyer on Ingram and see if maybe it paid off. Because what am I getting out of Coleman? And see, this is why I should have participated in the waiver draft Tuesday. I need running back help. Anyway, I got to figure out if I want to play Slayton over Patrick.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, thanks for doing this for me.
Hopefully you're not chopped.
The other thing, I think, yeah, so I think Miami-Vegas could be a blowout in terms of the late games. Seattle-Minnesota. I'm not sure what to make of the Seahawks at this point. You know, that was a bad loss for them at home the other day, blowing the lead. They don't blow two touchdown leads at home. And we'll see how they come back having to play Minnesota in the 425 window. And then what do we got? Sunday night? Green Bay-San Francisco is Sunday night, huh?
Yep.
All right. Last time Green Bay was out there, they got bludgeoned, right? It was a playoff game when San Francisco went to the Super Bowl, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been the Packers' last trip out there.
Eagles-Cowboys is the Monday nighter.
They got cobber-snockered. And there is a Manning cast on Monday night.
Okay, again, so a third one.
Yes, they are doing a Manning cast for Eagles-Cowboys, so we'll watch that. We will wrap the show when we get back. Coming up at 10 o'clock, it is the Extra Point Show. Extra Point Show. With Sal Capaccio and Joe DiBiase. Stay tuned for that. It is all a part, by the way, of Football Friday on WGR. In case you were wondering, Football Friday is brought to you by Buffalo Style Chicken Logs from Original Pizza Logs, official finger food of the Buffalo Bills, and by Corona Hard Seltzer, official seltzer of the Buffalo Bills.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right, in the last 3 minutes, 5 minutes commercial break, Ramon Garcia up 2 through 8. I've Googled how far it is to Kohler, Wisconsin. It's about an 11-hour drive. And the greens fees to play at Whistling Straits.
And they are...
Peak season, it appears to be $485.
Are we still in peak season?
I don't know. That's
what
a good
is
question.
Peak season
I
for golfing in Wisconsin?
Have different, we might have different opinions of peak season.
Peak season in Wisconsin for golfing would be...
I would say no. I would say this is
June,
not
July,
peak
August.
Season.
Well, it does depend. For instance, Sawgrass, peak season is before summer.
Yeah, it gets too hot.
Too
right?
hot, right.
Yeah, that's right.
So peak season is when most people want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got ski caps on, so I'm going to say this is not peak season
well,
golf.
Well, then you know, maybe I can get on this afternoon. You know,
the course is kind of occupied.
They're playing
for
early.
A few days.
What are we talking about? They're going to be done. Everybody's be done by 3 o'clock.
Don't they have to work on the course to get it ready for the next day? No,
no.
You don't do that stuff.
I'll work around it.
Tell them you'll play fast.
$485
for whoo, a round of
a
golf.
Round of golf.
Is that a lot of money?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's quite a bit.
Well, you played
Pebble
TPC.
Beach. Yeah, those were very expensive rounds of golf.
How much was that? Are you at liberty to say?
That's about as high as it. I'm sure there are more expensive rounds, but like the public courses that you can play, $500 about as high as it goes.
And that Pebble Beach
that
was,
I've seen.
You played,
yeah, Pebble,
right?
Spyglass.
What about, I'm trying to think, Bethpage?
Bethpage is not expensive. Nate just played it.
Oh.
From what I understand, Bethpage is not that expensive. It's a public.
Well, there you go. Play Bethpage.
I mean, Harding Park was $250.
Well, that's right. You played
two-minute warning.
$250.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I mean, that's ridiculously expensive.
Compared to $485.
Most of the rounds I play are $13, you know, so.
You get what you pay for.
Yeah, I would.
If you go to Whistling Straits and golf, I'll just show up and I'll cheer everybody on that's golfing with you. I'll wear the all USA pajamas onesie or whatever.
Does it matter about the tournaments? Like, does Whistling Straits next year raise their rates because the Ryder Cup was there the previous year? Or is it just going to be?
It's had pro events before.
All right.
So. You know,
this is not like hotels during Super Bowl week and all of a sudden everything gets jacked up.
No, I mean, they probably, I wouldn't know, you know, like week to week.
You
but
should go, man. $485.
I want to.
Brayton and I will chip
in. Look at this. I mean, the course looks beautiful.
I like the, whatever hole was like, there were cliffs right off the side of the hole.
It's right on Lake Michigan.
Beautiful.
Yeah. But hey,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, you got anything else on this?
No, I was just going to say the one hole where you were just saying don't miss it right because you're lining up
along
for the
water.
Tee shot and there's water to your right.
It looks great.
The
so,
lake.
F1, we got ourselves a good and very interesting race.
Yeah.
They're racing in Sochi, mm-hmm. and Max Verstappen, who is leading the points, is starting in the back because apparently in the wreck last week between him and Hamilton, the damage to his car is such that he's got to get a new engine,
yeah,
or whatever. They swap out the power source
unit. whatever.
And to do that is a penalty because you're going over budget.
Charles Leclerc is going through the same thing. I think they put a new power unit in his Ferrari car.
Yeah. So Verstappen and Red Bull, he was going to get a three-spot grid penalty anyway. And they said, you know what? Let's just put the new power source in. He's starting from the back.
Wow.
That's exciting, though.
No, well, he's going to come up. He'll pass a whole bunch of cars.
Yeah.
We got to get out. Because we don't want to be late for the boys. Extra Point Show's on the way. Have a great weekend. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.